But you can just get them burnt off your dick. So just keep an eye out, and whenever one pops up, just go straight down on the doctor. Yeah. Are we live, man?
Live.
Welcome to episode number 22. Holy fuck, episode number 20 fucking 2.
That's a few.
Of the fucking Fully Actual podcast.
And 102 normally.
Yeah, and man, they're still... Have you been reading? Have you been reading the comments?
I had to read last night.
Yeah, of course you did. Because that's all we fucking do now. It takes 3 days to read the comments.
Yeah, holy
We're
shit.
We're loving it. We've got like this last podcast is heading to 1,000 comments as well. We're getting 1,000 comments on our podcast now. What the fuck, man?
The podcast is like more popular or gets more engagement than our normal channel.
Yeah. Not the likes yet. We average maybe like 550 likes. So if we could get a video to 1,000 likes, that would be so sick.
That would be cool.
Wait. That'd be so sick, hey?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Matthew?
Yes.
Now, this episode's a fucking ripple, right? I'm fucking engaged, cunt.
Yes.
I did it.
Yes. Congratulations.
I wanted to fill everyone in on the process because, man, it was a fuck's time. It's a beautiful story, and it's similar to... It reminds me of like a really intense version of The Hunt, which I'll explain. We got fucking Mon, my fiancé, is here. She's going to come in. You guys got some questions for her.
Clap, Matt.
And then we got the fucking questions. We got prank call. It's heaps of shit, man. Yeah.
We have big PO boxes.
Dakota.
We've literally got like 20 fucking PO box boxes. Some of them are massive.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's going to be like the best Christmas
so,
ever.
Yeah, if you've sent us some shit, don't worry. It's probably arrived. It's probably in this massive pile, but it'll just take us a few weeks to get through.
Dude.
What?
Imagine if there was Mary Jane.
Yeah, that would be good.
Or we fucking need brick to see of
cocaine.
That
a or huge a, brick of cocaine.
A little midget named Mary Jane in one of the big boxes.
I'd take that.
But before we get into anything, this podcast is brought to you by fucking manscaped.com. If you want a shaver, if you want some
out of battery
ball rags, if you want some fucking spray to make you smell good,
just normally that.
Go to manscaped.com and use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20, okay? FULLYACTUAL20, you get 20% off whatever you buy. No questions asked. Just tell them we sent you and say FULLYACTUAL20 and they give you 20%. If you spend $100, you save...
$30.
See? That's crazy numbers, man. So go and have a look what they got. They got weird shit, all right? They got some shit that you don't even think is invented yet. And then you go on there and it is invented and you think, fuck, I kind of need that. The ball shaver, for example.
Dude, comes in handy. I use it.
Shaving balls has always been a fear.
I did it this week.
So, yeah, Matt's always shaving his balls with it. It grows back so aggressively.
Great perfume.
And this podcast is also brought to you by our subscription website, University of Marco, where we post 30-minute episodes every week, behind-the-scenes shit, videos that are too fucked to post to social media. What do we got coming out this week? We went into fucking public and paid people to try and make us laugh.
Yeah, someone showed us their asshole and their dick. Well, not their dick, because
mangina.
they put their dick in between their legs, yeah.
And we also do a reenactment of the proposal on there, all right, and a very detailed story time on the website. So that's out right now while you're hearing this, all right? So yeah, it's $8 US a month or something. You get 21 days free if you want to see, if you can see if you like the videos. If you don't, you just leave. Free charge, no fuss, no muss, brother. Man,
and yeah, it helps us out because social media is not the greatest.
Still not subscribed, is he?
No.
Now, also an update on the OnlyFans. Uh-huh. Now, Matt's only just gotten here, so we sort of had to fucking rip in straight away. But by the time you're listening to this, Matt's OnlyFans will be set up. Should we put the link to the Fully Actual Instagram?
No.
I reckon we should put it there.
I don't want to.
Matt Brown? You've agreed to this. People have spent time commenting about this. It would be a selfish dog act if you pull the pin now, cunt.
We never have to show nudity.
Yeah, it's not going to be nudity. We're not going to peer pressure. We'll push the envelope a bit. Michael's got something.
Oh, my God. I can't do it like...
Yeah, you've been... It's been better lately, but yeah, I don't get
the microphone
it.
More.
Right. Yeah, you can't bitch out now, Matt. And don't worry, we're not going to like make you uncomfortable. But do you want to be a star? Do you want the fame and the fortune, cunt? Then get your fucking clothes off and start an OnlyFans.
No,
cunt.
We don't have to clothes off. Just sexy, yeah, sexy just clothes.
Suggestive images.
I've still got that cow outfit. And like, I'm down to wear it.
And like, on the eventually, we can sell shit like the golly bottle on there. We can sell this. The foam on the mic.
Yeah.
All sorts of cool shit, all right? Just fucking expand your fucking OnlyFans mind, cunt.
I've got no hair. Can I wear a wig?
Yeah, perfect. Of course you can wear wigs. We'll slut you right up. You can be a hot librarian for one shoot.
I'll be a slut with you,
people
are going to
think I'm the sickest person. I'm going to have a mix of diary entries and a weird-ass OnlyFans. No one's going to like me
but
at all.
But think of the cash, cunt. Think of the cash you get, though, cunt.
If we can get... What, 100 people on there, $350?
Yeah, we're going to make it $3.50. That's from your feedback, all right?
So maybe like if we could get 500 people on there, dude, you could retire.
I also see this from a point of view of, well, I don't want it to be shit.
No, dude.
I want some quality.
Dude, okay. Let me...
Don't put too much time. Like, it'll be good regardless.
Just imagine, right? This fucking like... pays, you know, we get 500 people to somehow sign up to this shit. That's $3.50 a month. What that? That's like fucking $2,500.
It's fucking
$6,000.
$1,750.
What did I say?
$7,000?
$6,000. You could quit normal life, dude, and then just do that.
$2,000. That's like $500 a week just from exposing some of your milky little flesh.
Well, you don't have to expose flesh. I just want to get in that cow outfit.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll jump in a few, you know.
I'll be in every single one with you.
Yeah, Michael's real keen to get this. Michael's been pushing this more out of anyone, to be honest with you.
I want to get in that fucking cow outfit.
So we're going to start it. Hopefully, it'll be out. And we'll put the link in the YouTube description as well. All right? Hopefully, it doesn't affect reach. I guess we'll find out. If this next podcast does shit, we'll know that putting an OnlyFans link in the description, fuck you.
Well, I think putting the link for it in there does fuck around. We might have to think about that.
I'll just put it as a top comment. Okay, I'll put it as top comment in the comments of the YouTube.
We'll have a brainstorm.
It'll be top comment. I'll pin it to the top. Matt
Brown's
OnlyFans.
At least we could put a way to search it.
Yeah.
Rather than the link. But we'll have a...
And this will be a good way to get people to go to the Instagram as well. Because it'll be in the fucking... We'll see. Well, I'll make a link tree for it. So we hide it a little bit. And then we've already got a name for it. You guys picked a name. It's in the comments. Drumbaka? Makala?
Oh, yeah. Australian? There's a high comment one.
Exactly, mate. Little Brown Town
little
or something.
Brown Town.
Beautiful. 60 likes. Town. Beautiful name for your OnlyFans. I love it. Well, our OnlyFans. It's the podcast OnlyFans under Matt Brown's facade.
That reminds me of that fucking witch.
Yeah, that was the weirdest fucking reaction.
That is Dakota's best fucking friend.
Michael's referring to back when we used to film social experiments at university. We like pranked this guy, and then I don't even, yeah, what would you fucking, and it was just a very strange reaction. He was like, I'm not a man, I am
a woman under this facade,
under this masculine facade. And then
I'm also a witch.
And then that same person ended up getting us kicked out. Do you remember?
Got us banned from the
all universities in Queensland.
Of course. It's fucking Dakota's best friend.
Yeah, Dakota and that are friends.
Wait, cut that.
I can't say that, can I? Cut that.
Yeah.
Dakota and...
They?
That person.
Yeah, that person.
Is that allowed to say?
What would his name be?
Maybe like... I don't even know if they have names.
I reckon.
Can you say
be
that?
Like,
can't
Tim,
say that either.
Serendipity Beach,
oh, okay.
Bitch.
Oh.
Yeah, nah. I went too far with
that's,
the bitch.
That's much.
It'd be Serendipity. That's what name would be. Fuck, you can't say that. Is it they? They's name would be.
You're focusing on the that's and they's too
okay.
much.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so that's what that reminded me of. That was very funny.
So the last week's gone. Last week? Oh, fuck. I'll get into the proposal story. How about we'll do diary entries? You fucking fucking hell, Matt. You ballsed up this diary entry.
I'm
impressed. Let me tell you, this is the first time I'm actually genuinely impressed by you, all right? You're a fucking hero. Do you understand me? Matt, do you understand me? Let's get into it.
He understands, I guess. He's got his head in his hand.
Matt's favorite diary entries. Diary entry number 128 from Michael Corey Brookhouse. Today, I figured out that I can use my big toenails to cut up my sausages and even open boxes. Now, I don't need to dirty any knives and then have to wash them. Tomorrow, I will rip the other useless toenails off so I don't have to cut them anymore. See how much time I'm saving?
That's
and that now he's here. Like all these little science experiments through his high school, and now he's here. Like, so, you know. You may be sitting at home thinking, oh, it's kind of fucks, but like, you know, proof's in the pudding. Look at him in his genius form now. He's a overqualified scientist, too qualified for our world. Do you know what I mean? He's got a golly bottle to potentially cure cancer. Just think about that. No one's ever done it before, so you don't know. You don't know if it's going to work or not.
I know, exactly.
Michael doing it cancels that out. He's putting himself through that sickening science experiment after sickening, fucking disgusting science experiment for our benefit.
I'm a fucking good guy, man.
So a thank you would be nice, Matt. Oh. Diary entry number 98 from Marty. Today, I couldn't afford to pay for our school excursion to the museum and had to sit in the detention room all day. The teacher that had to look after me never remembers my name, and I can tell that he hates me. I heard him tell the other teacher that he could have had a day off if I would have been able to go on the excursion. Then I heard him making jokes about how thin I was. I tried my best to stay out of everyone's way, but every time the teacher looked at me, he shook his head in disgust. It hurt my feelings a lot. It was a pretty good day.
It was a pretty good day. Is really
yeah, you're always going to end.
Starting to fucking get me.
Diary entry number 69 from Julian James Tennyson Woods from Ashgrove or some shit. 40, 60 till I die. And he means that. Today, my parents asked me to clean up my room. So unfair. I should be allowed to have a dirty room if I want. Plus, they haven't bought me the newest iPhone yet, and I've been asking for it for 2 weeks already. I got back at them by dog-shotting mum in the back of the head and then slashing the tyres on dad's car, his work car, his mate's cars, his brother's car, his other car, and some random truck at Coles. Then I stole mum's wedding ring and sold it, put a hit out on my dad and set fire to the house. That'll teach him for asking me to clean my room. Stab, stab, I fucked a chick. Stab.
Dude, that's fucking like, there is half of that shit in that is real. Like, that's true. Do you remember when he couldn't go to fucking like LA or some shit? Did you hear about their parents saying, no, you have the house for yourself for a month here. You'll be fine. You'll like it better. And then he threatened to fucking like, I think he started pouring petrol through the house.
Really?
Dude,
fuck,
he told me last night. I think he's told us before. And I was pissing myself, dude. Oh, very good. Very good.
All right, Matt Brown. Your turn. This diary entry. He's standing. He's walking to the kitchen. He's looking back over his shoulder. Oh, he's distracted. He's got his water. He's coming back. And he's sitting down now. All right. Here we go. Diary entry number 588 from Matthew Gregory Brown. Ooh, it's quite an early one, Matt. Sniff, sniff. Sniff, sniff. I was standing outside the girls' change room trying to smell which girl was menstruating when it happened. One of the Year 12 boys came up behind me and pushed me hard. My head whiplashed back forcefully as my brown body lurched forwards. I threw my arms out to try and protect myself, but I slammed face first into the wall in front of me, which rocked me to my core. I fell to the floor and felt my nose bleed immediately. I heard the culprit and his friends laughing loudly as I regained consciousness. I stood and faced my attacker. "Quit scaring my little sister, you creep. She's not in you," said the Year 12 boy who had pushed me. I smile as I remember violently wanking into his sister's handbag recently. "Is something funny, Matt?" Blood was still gushing from my nose and down into my mouth, making my whole mouth red. "Your sister and I will be together one day," I say. The Year 12 boy immediately bursts with rage and lunges at me. I anticipate this and grab his wrists with my hands and thrust my face at his face. I bite into his cheek hard and feel my teeth scrape against his skull. I pull away with a chunk of cheek the size of a ping pong ball in my mouth. He drops to the ground screaming. My little brown springs to life as it senses fear from his friends. I maintain a smile and eye contact with him while slowly and gently chewing on the chunk of cheek I had just torn from my friend, from their friend. Do you have any sisters? I asked them. One of them threw up and then they ran away. I looked down at the year 12 boy and my little brown started swirling around in my pants, trying to find a hole to crawl into. I spit his own chunk of cheek at him and say, tell your sister I've been watching her and I like what I see. Then I leave him behind and start bounding backwards out of the school, bounding down the hallways at great speeds, relying only on my instincts to avoid obstacles. Ignoring the startled looks from strangers, I bound backwards all the way home, reaching top speeds of 60 kilometers per hour. Once home, I tend to my sore nose, and while mopping up my bloody face, I realize something and smile. Human cheek tastes a little like chicken. My favorite.
Bound backwards was, that's fucked. How do you bound?
Can you show us, Matt? Like, can you fucking show us how you bound backwards? And I'll put it on my fucking Instagram story right now, cunt. Bound from that door backwards, man.
What?
Bound backwards from that door, man. I want to see it.
I don't think I can do that.
Yes, you can, Matt. It's in your diary.
That was very good. Very good.
All right, so that is now on our story. You guys will probably be watching that and be like, what the fuck? And
now
when you're
that,
hearing this, you'll understand. Do you know what I mean?
Matthew Brown bounding backwards.
The brown bound.
The backwards brown bound. That's hot.
Yeah. So that's the diary entries hot this week. Bit of a different one, wasn't it, Matt?
I didn't mind that. It was a good story from school.
Stood up for yourself.
Yeah, you've been so strong.
You stood up for yourself against the bullies who were concerned that you were stalking their sisters.
That was hot.
Anyway. All right, so while we get into this story, and I'll give the abbreviated version, just not to bore anyone, and because it's just too detailed. We'll be here for 20 minutes if I fucking go into the whole fucking thing. So this is basically like a hunt. So this is how I plan to propose to Monique, all right? Now, planning this started like a year ago because I had a feeling it would take a while, all right? And her favorite musician, her favorite artist is Amy Shark, like fucking obsessed. Like, it's fucked. Like, real grossly, sickeningly obsessed with her.
Marty's jealous.
Like, goes to every concert. Like, you know, it's just a super fucking fan, okay? Massive fan. Am I right? Massive.
The beanie girl.
Anyway.
The beanie girl.
Yeah, like, wears the same beanie to each concert so that in hopes that she'll be recognized as, like, the person with a beanie. Okay? That was something that she did. So anyway, I start messaging Amy Shark on fucking Instagram thinking, oh, you know, it'll be easy. I'll get a reply and ask her if she can give us like a private event for when I propose. Impossible to get through. Never checked any DMs and it was just like taking so long. I emailed her management was like, oh, sorry, we don't do stuff like that. And I was like, I knew the only way to do it was to get through to Amy. So I saw her hanging out with Mick Fanning one day on her Instagram stories. I know that Mick follows us on Instagram, all right?
Mick Fanning's the guy, he's a famous surfer for our international fans.
Yeah, so this is like a hunt.
The one who fought a shark.
This is a fucking hunt, basically.
This is the biggest hunt we've done. You've done.
Yeah. So I tell him, hey, mate, I'll see you with Amy. Can you get her to check her DMs from me? He does that, thank fuck, and that's what fucking Snowball started this shit, okay?
Whoa.
She was like, all right, email my manager. I tell her that I sent you, blah, blah, blah. So go through that process again. And it is a fucking back and forth, all right? It is like months of back and forth, negotiating the price, negotiating all this other shit. They didn't want me to film it to begin with. They said, you can do it, but there's no footage allowed to be made there of the whole event. So I was like, you know, I'm paying all this money, all this organizing, and I just want it for personal use. I don't want to necessarily post it to the world. I just want to have
it. For memories.
Yeah, for memes. So she said, all right, well, you can film it and you can take photos, but you're not allowed to post any of the footage. So that's why you guys haven't seen any of the actual footage. But photos. We got fuck photos, right? So anyway, I tell Mon that there's a Facebook event in Sydney, and I say, oh, do you want to come? It's a little Facebook event. There's no Facebook event. I'd hired a hotel in Sydney. I was going to get Amy to come, get the concierge to let her up into the room, and then me and Mon come in, and then Amy Sharks is playing on the fucking balcony, a favorite artist, and then, you know, I propose. Anyway, so that's the plan. Everything's locked in. Then, like, 3 or 4 months ago, and then sure enough, as we get closer to the date, fucking coronavirus, lockdown in Sydney.
Again, for the 100th time.
Fucking fucked me up hard, right? Like, and then I call the manager. I'm like, fuck, you know, what are we going to do? Luckily, Amy was touring in Queensland. So she was stuck here now in Queensland. So I was like, all right, well, let's just quickly.
Mon had seen the show in Queensland a week earlier.
Exactly. And was just going on about it. And so I book it in. So I was like, she's like, all right, she's free Thursday. So go for Thursday. And then I was like, all right, fuck. I've got 4 days to organize an entire new proposal. I do it. And then 2 days later, fucking lockdown kicks in Brisbane. 3 day lockdown. So the 3 day lockdown ended after Thursday. So Friday was meant to be everything opens up again. Call Amy's Sharks manager again. What are we going to do? She's like, oh, let's try for the next day. So then I have to cancel everything and then reorganize everything for the next day again. Wouldn't you fucking know it? The Thursday, the day before I was meant to do it, they extend the lockdown by a day. So then I call Amy Sharks manager again. I'm like, what the fuck, man? What are we going to fucking do? And she's like, well, you're lucky. She's free again tomorrow night, right? This is the last chance I have. So I gets to midday. I reschedule everything for Saturday. Gets to midday on Saturday and I'm fucking pacing around the lounge room. We find out whether lockdown's lifted or whether they're extending it again. And she opens with, oh, there's been 5 new community, whatever cases, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, fuck, I'm fucked. But then, thank fuck, lockdown was lifted and then boom, it was just all systems go. I teed it up. I got my friends, James and Christina, to make the room look real pretty. I went there with mine. She thought we were going there to celebrate a friend's birthday. We go up to the room. We open the fucking door. I take her out to the balcony and there is Amy Shark playing a fucking song. And then I say, oi, what do you reckon, bro? Want to get married? And then bang!
You said you fully forgot what you were going to say.
Yeah, I had this whole speech and shit prepared, but I fucking...
Why didn't you have a bit of paper?
Because it's like, it's shit if you pull a bit of paper out.
Is it? Yeah.
I prepared a speech.
And then fucking here we are. So fucking good on me, can't I?
Fucking well done,
that is a hunt and a half, can't I?
Very good job, mate.
Woo!
And what'd she say?
She said, yeah. Didn't ya?
Well,
we'll get her on. All right, well, let's do, because we're doing questions soon. So we'll get her on right now. So, well, everyone, fuck it. She's nervous as fuck right now. Get her on, my fucking fiance, Amy Shark. All right. Now, I put a post in the website group and told you guys that Mon's coming on. So these are some of the questions that you guys wanted to ask Mon. By the way, Mon, what did you think when... tell everyone what went through your head when we opened the door. Because she's like, hey, expecting her friends to be in there. And then at the end of the hey is when she saw Amy. She said, hey.
Oh, shit. Did that hey sound cool enough?
Yeah. And then she went all fucking shy and fucking confused and shit, hey. What went through your head, babe, when you fucking came in? God, this wig is fucking me off.
I thought my friend Cynthia was playing the guitar on the balcony.
Cynthia doesn't play guitar. And then when you realised, what did you think then? Did you know?
Yeah, straight away.
But you had no idea for all these months I've been planning. There was even once we were fucking watching something on my laptop and like I minimized something and there's like a fucking, I forget, it was like an email from Amy Shark's manager or a receipt for the ring or something was up. And I was like,
oh my God.
Fucking get out of it. No idea.
I have really bad eyes.
Yeah.
That's and why just, I
he's
Amy.
Watching porn.
I'm so gullible too. Like I could just fucking, hey. It's so good. I can just do whatever I can say whatever I want and she'll believe it.
It's true.
Yeah. So, so you had no idea leading up to it?
None. Not even an inkling?
No.
Even so that day.
As soon as you saw and walked in, obviously you're like, oh, he's going to propose. Yeah, yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah. And here we fucking are. All right. Let's get into some questions for Mon. My fiance. Isn't that fun to say?
Have you been saying it heaps?
Yeah. Sometimes I say it when it's not even like in a sentence. So it makes no sense.
Yeah, I can
How are you, mate? Fiance. Anyway. First question is from Julian Woods. I'm in a bit of debt to some weird sorts. Could I have your ring to definitely not hawk at cash converters for various banned substances under the Australian Government's Drugs and Misuse Act 2006? No. No, Julian, you can't have that. Okay? All right. This question's from Andrew Camilleri. Does Michael have a completely different side to what he's like on social media?
Pretty much the same.
Really?
Yeah. See, everyone always like, surely you're not like this fucked at home. I am fucked at home. Tyson Turnbull, has Arnold Fine ever paid a visit in the bedroom?
Oh.
Would you like that?
Yes.
Arnold Fine. Jordan Catton, at what point did you realize you were marrying a zoophiliac? What's that?
I think when you want to fuck animals.
Yeah, I think they're more referring to the cow.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's a good point. When did you realize I had a huge fish. Lust for cows? You didn't know at all, did you? I sort of snuck that one in. Brandon Plows. How do you still find this guy attractive after all the sick things he has been involved with? Yeah, that's a fair question. That must be sickening. Some of the things you see me do and him do, you must be just fucking disgusted.
No, I'm also Michael.
Yeah, I do more of the grosser things.
Yeah, but like the farting and the
the squirties, but
and the characters.
That's like a talent.
Some of the characters like must be just so sickening.
Yeah, Dakota.
What's your most sickened character?
Darren, is that?
Yeah, Darren. Yeah,
Darren was pretty tough.
Sleazebag.
Yeah, doesn't he bring him out at the shops when you're
all
shopping
time.
And shit?
Yeah, Darren's always around. He's a good dad, but he's a fucking good dad though. No, serious.
Imagine being like that around.
Yeah, Darren's a fucking great dad. He's always fucking looking after her. Brings her in when he's at the pokies.
I got some engagement related questions from comments.
Yeah, okay.
Sarah S. asked, have you guys started planning your wedding yet and is Michael invited?
Imagine if Michael wasn't invited.
Well, Marty's left that up to me now, so yes.
Yeah. Fucking oath. I had to plan that proposal. It took me like a year of... It was like a second job for a couple of months. Yeah. That's isn't that
well,
my job?
Don't you get wedding planners to get the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
My sister.
Is she a wedding planner?
Well, sort of. Yeah.
She's very organized. Yeah. Jack Moore, do you ever find Marty overwhelming or is he normal outside of the videos? I'm pretty annoying at home.
Yeah, the ADD is a bit rough, but
what's the most annoying thing I do at home?
Wasn't he like the other day coming down and he's in a different position in the lounge?
Oh, yeah. Every time I walk down the lounge room, he's just staring at a wall.
I started this thing when I can hear Mon coming downstairs and I'm in the lounge room, I'll quickly stand up and just stand in a really strange position and just be like 10 centimeters away from a wall and pretend
time.
I've just been standing there staring at it the whole time. And then just...
I like that.
I'm kind of immune that's to it now. I've noticed it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like you, rather than get annoyed, you just become immune to them. Because even Esther, like I'll do some of the fucking best, most fucking disgusting sounding loudest farts and neither of them will even turn around to acknowledge me anymore. It's fucked up. It's like sometimes I'm standing there with my like in fucking shock that they're just still talking normally like nothing's fucking happened.
It's not because you get so much attention from
exactly. You guys have spoiled me with attention, and now when I go home, it's like oh yeah, that's what every half an hour that sound happens.
Oh my god,
it's pretty
fucked. We've overdone it. Oh my god!
I did have another question. I can't remember who said it, but I remember the question. They were asking, would any of your fans or members of the website be invited to the wedding?
What do you reckon, babe? Should we run a competition and maybe a member can come to the wedding?
Yeah.
Holy shit! That's a cool idea.
And they can be the MC.
That was Peter Hunt. Sorry, who asked that?
Fucking Peter Hunt, brother. James Dorrington, do you kiss him when he comes home from work? Are you aware of what he does for a living?
Yes.
Yeah, you're pretty good with it. And even after I show the videos, you like it. Hey, when I'm a bit of a sick fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah Kate Irons, is Marty more tamed at home?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, a little bit. I can't keep this energy up. I'd be fucking dead, cunt. Well, no. Do you ever think that Marty has gone a bit too far?
AFL Grand Final was pushing it, maybe.
Oh, really?
That's about it. But I was proud of you.
Yeah, you were pretty happy. Your whole family was super happy.
It's just Esther's a bit risky.
Yeah. She didn't even understand. Your dad made me a shirt. John O'Jaws Wallace, will we see you join the boys in one scientific or prank video? And congratulations, Ring Queen.
Well, thank you.
You're the Ring Queen.
Ring Queen.
Oh, like that. Ringworm Queen.
The Ring Queen. Saying surely she'd put her at as Ringworm Monique now.
Is Marty a sexually aggressive lover? Do people recognize you in public often?
Not me, but you guys, yeah. I'm sorry.
She's all bloody nervous.
I'm so nervous. I don't like being
Yeah, no, it's scary. It is scary.
Thing, I don't speak.
It's different.
I'm sorry, guys.
What's your favorite thing about Marty that made you say yes?
Amy Shark.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew. There's no way she's saying, if I can organise that. And, she was real nice too about it. She stayed back and had
she's
a bloody
coming to the wedding. With us.
Yeah, that's what she said. I don't know.
Babe.
Fuck, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
She was really chilled. Really chilled out.
She's so nice.
Yeah, she was super lovely. Super lovely person.
Love her.
But so that's the proposal story. And now we're fucking engaged. So fucking hell.
Congratulations.
There it is. Hold the ring up.
And we're getting married now. This is a shotgun wedding. Bring in the priest.
Bring in the priest.
Would you do it?
Nah.
No way.
I'll let you answer that one. Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you for coming on, Mon.
See you, Mon. Question for the podcast from Vittori Bolzani, who also invited us to Italy when the lockdown disappears.
All right. Cheers for the invite.
Why do you legends think Australia is producing most of the best pranksters in the world?
Are we?
Apparently.
There's some very good ones in America. Ross Creations is fucking unbelievable. The shit he does.
Lorf, he's the OG.
Lorf, he doesn't really do that many pranks anymore.
He did one the other day. Sorry.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to see him go back to his pranking roots.
He sort of vlogs it now. But
Nelk, obviously, massive fucking... But I guess just the Aussie culture, we're just a bunch of fucking loose larrikins, cunt, who love a fucking beer, right? And then things get a bit loosey-goosey and fucking cunts start fucking getting fucked up, cunt. And cunts, all the fucking larrikins come out, cunt.
Mateship, man.
Yeah, mateship and honour. Pride for our country. Sins. Sins.
Southern fucking cross.
Oh. Next question. Please. Next question from JC Pablo. What do we have to do to convince you boys to consume mushrooms on the podcast?
Dude.
I'm on the fence.
Makes me feel sick. Like I need to vomit. I get all nauseous.
Hard to talk. We've done mushrooms a few times, and the times we've done them,
We're not like whoa.
It's a very like solitude drug for us. Like we just fuck. You just go on your own fucking journey. It's not like a social drug.
It's a medicine, not like a party drug.
Yeah, you're just trapped in your own head. But like
you'd be better off doing acid.
Would be the same thing.
Mushrooms. Same thing.
But like what could we do? What maybe like DMT because it's over in 15 minutes.
Ketamine. We're gonna do ketamine.
On the pod.
Dude,
for the season finale we'll get some fucking ket.
No, you can't do that in the season finale.
Why?
We'll talk about it later.
Not on camera. We'll do it off camera and then
come. Yeah, because ketamine only lasts about 40 minutes, which is perfect. And we can just do a little bit more if we need it and you can judge it and we won't be drinking. So it's like,
imagine
you won't feel sick.
Imagine if we went to a K-hole, man.
Dude.
We'd probably come up with some whack shit.
Oh.
On ketamine.
Yeah. Remember last time?
Yeah. We were playing cricket or something.
Yeah, it was very
fun. It's going to be a tough night for me.
Fucking oath, man.
Next question is from Aaron Gonzalez. Who do you boys reckon will win in a fight to the death between a silverback gorilla and a grizzly bear?
Fucking great question. I've often wondered. I think it would be a case by case.
I reckon the bear, claws.
Yeah, but the gorilla, fuck. Yeah, I'd probably go.
The claws would start digging in because they'd probably be just as strong as each other. Maybe the gorilla a bit stronger.
Like silverback's a bit stronger.
Yeah, yeah. But think about it. You throw a swing at me and then you grab me and then I just start clawing at you with my bear claws. You'd start bleeding out. I get the right artery, you're dead.
Yeah, I feel the bear's got it just.
All right. It's a big fucking bear. Big fuck off bear just. Great question.
Sorry.
Yeah, I did enjoy that. Next question is from James Starr. What forms of bacteria grows in Michael's crevices in his body?
E. coli, Salmonella, and there's a few other that have never been identified yet. We've sent them off to some of the labs that we have, and they're still like it broke. Some one of them broke the machines, and like the computer just literally spits out the report, and it's just a page of question marks.
Dakota would like it.
So it's like it's fucking. There are some unknown entities on him, cunt. Do you know what I mean? And that's like that's boring to you guys, but like that's our life. Like we, when the podcast's done day to day, we're in the lab analyzing bacteria and doing all that shit behind the scenes, and then we come up with these groundbreaking experiments, like the corn experiment and all that
theory's
shit.
Theory's so fucking boring,
but it needs to be done though, but we don't talk about it much. But our labs are huge,
yeah. Like,
and they've all got Michael's bacteria in them, and there's some shit no one knows where it is. No, it's never been seen on Earth before.
It's new.
That's what the computer said that to me.
EW new.
Yeah.
Next question is from Matthew Cook. What happened to ending with videos with see you guys next week? Apparently you used to do that.
Maybe we didn't do that in the last. He's talking about our website videos, or maybe he's talking about our fucking normal videos.
See you guys next week.
Yeah, we normally say that.
And but you'd look like you're about to attack Michael. I think
it's probably just happened a few times at the end. And
well, on the website, we pretty much say it religiously at the end of every video. On social media, I don't think we do now. But like every video is different. If it's a science experiment, we normally do. Anyway, who the fuck cares?
Sorry.
Well, you've hurt his feelings, sorry. Michael.
Yeah, sorry. Is everything all right at home,
fucking
Michael?
Hell.
You're very angry today.
Sorry.
All right, next question is from Sabrina. Don't get angry. Can I please have the flies from the golly bottle for my dead fly collection?
What a fucking way to die, cunt. Imagine swimming around in that.
Imagine
being
a human in the mucus.
Where the fuck
I'm not
is
getting
it?
Any, like,
nah, yeah. People are getting all upset.
Yeah, we'll have a break today.
No, I just,
we're bringing it back, though.
Look, well, I sort of want to see Mon's face to face.
Mon, could you sit here quickly and we'll show you something from a distance? We try not to show the normal viewers. And we just want to record your reaction. Is that okay?
Oh, man. I don't know if I want
to
see
it. Don't show it yet. It has to be first view when she sees it. Is this possible to happen, Mon?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love seeing new people's reactions.
On Monday, I came in and Michael had... There was a glass, like a glass half full of golly on the table. And I was like, what are you starting? Another one. He's like, no. He just has like a little portable glass that he gollies into and then he fills it and tops the other bottle up. It's
fucked, cunt. Well, you don't
want to
fucking... undo the golly bottle
too often
every time.
You're right,
and
the
release that smell. It's too bad. Like, I can't handle that shit anymore. It's gotten real bad.
Am I bringing it over now?
How much money would it cost for you to smell it, Mon?
Don't do it, Mon. It's fucked. It's the worst thing
I'd feel bad.
Do you have a smell?
She'll end the engagement.
Do you want to have a smell?
I don't know, babe.
Yeah, I think you would gag.
It's so different.
It's not what you'd expect. It's like, yeah, it's hard to explain.
Like, talking about it makes me want it.
Yeah,
here,
I can
but
see.
I know the
I can
audience
see
gets mad.
I can see he's getting excited talking
it's
about
like,
it.
It's like, I haven't smelt it for a while, and like, I want to see it. I want it to share.
Oh man, it hasn't been open for a few days, so the smell would be variant. Now let's just move on, okay? Fucking the golly bottle. Right. We'll save it for next week when it's filled to the brim.
But now the viewers are like, fuck! I wanted to see Mon's reaction to it. Okay, quickly come sit here, Matt. You go get it.
Oh, man.
We'll just get it so you can see. And we won't show the golly bottle on camera, sort of.
Oh, my God. Swirl it around a bit.
Yeah, like turn upside down.
Oh, there's flies in the top. Okay.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's enough. Okay, that's enough. Holy fuck. I nearly fucking gagged, man. Holy fuck. I nearly gagged looking at it.
Mom's so upset at you.
Oh, my God. Money gag. You never
just the way it fucking moves.
I know, it's so thick.
It's like
it's
like a
like an octopus.
Oh, I touched it.
So wavy. Oh, and there's a head.
Yeah,
that much,
that's the weekend's effort. Okay.
It's fermenting.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's the cure for cancer. Don't get
Maybe.
Mad.
It might be the cure for cancer, all right? So we can't gag because they might be administering that to skin cancers all over the world one day.
Fair enough.
We've got to boil it down into a thick paste.
I've got a headache.
Thick paste. All right. Actually, is there any more questions? I've got a question here that someone wanted that didn't get through to people. What was the most fucked up each of you have been on a podcast? Also, which video won the website were you most drunk or high for?
The season one were pretty much fucked every episode.
Yeah, season one was definitely...
We'd be sinking, you know, what? I'd have a fucking two bottles of wine ready to go.
I remember there was the most fucked, and I haven't watched back on this episode.
Yeah, I get
but
scared.
But I remember watching him. There was one where we did a bit of Charlie before, and I looked so agitated. You know when you're fucking on uppers, like cocaine, you can't stop moving. And I'm like picking at my teeth. I'm like
he's on itchy. Ice or
yeah,
something.
Like I'm on ice. Like he's on like ice or something.
There's been
so that's probably the most because I couldn't really like concentrate. Yeah. So I don't know what number which one it was.
Yeah. Just
I've been
just
sober for all
one.
Of them, and you can tell which ones are the ones that are going to be iffy because it would get to the point where it just very loud, very out of control, like banging loud, like screaming and everything, like and. It is pretty funny. I have to admit, they were pretty good.
But yeah, we were quite fucked up most podcasts in season one.
And season two.
And season two, we started. Two. We started and we were getting high though for a while, season two. So we weren't getting as...
I think you leaned off in season two and then you leaned off towards the end of season two.
Yeah, well, when we came back after our break, that's pretty much when we've been sober doing the podcast since. And let me tell you, we've never been fucking happier. So.
Yeah, well, we've been marijuana-ing. And that's-
you know, that's nothing. Yeah. That's like fucking waking up in the morning, cunt.
All right, let's keep it going. Yannick, oh, I can't say the last name. Maybe Walsh.
Have a go.
Walshton?
Walsh. Perfect. Yeah, that's it.
When are you guys going to invest in some better podcast chairs?
Yeah, that's so true. It's like we I know
that.
I know that.
No,
we
because we always whinge about them.
Oh yeah.
I know that we should buy these. Bad, some of these. Sometimes you just. Like, we have the means to go out and buy new chairs, but we just couldn't be fucked sometimes.
It's like the dishes. Like, I cooked pasta the
it's
other
like
day.
The dishes.
And I didn't realize I had to take out the plastic underlining in the new pot. So I've cooked the pasta in the pot.
Oh my God.
And I had the lights off because my lights don't work because I can't be fucked changing the lights. Yeah. So I'm eating the pasta in the lounge room in the dark watching TV.
Oh my God.
And then halfway through, and I was like, this fucking pasta tastes. Like, it just tastes shit.
Plastic.
Yeah. And it tastes real artificial. And then halfway through, I was like, okay, I'm done with that. In the morning, I go to the kitchen when the lights are on again because it's daytime. And
oh
the
my
fucking,
God, dude.
I look in and the pasta was cooked all through and there's this plastic lining burnt all around the edges of the pot.
Oh, my God.
You burned the packet.
No, no. There was plastic in the pot when you buy it new.
Oh, you didn't take the plastic out.
No, because I was high as balls.
Michael ate some plastic.
But then, like, I was, you know, you
fucking poisoned
I don't understand
yourself.
This, how people clean up after they cook. Because now that pot's still there with all the pasta in it, it's starting to generate mold.
Oh, fuck.
But it's too much effort.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's Michael's all about saving time. And so Michael just throws his dirty dishes in the bin and then just goes and buys
new ones.
No, I just let them sit there for a long time.
Little experiments.
Eventually I clean them.
Little experiments and then
he throws. Yeah, you can go get it. Go get it. Here we go. Go get it. It's got mold all through it.
Yeah, this house is... What happened at Michael's last place was the light bulbs just eventually blow, as they do in houses, and Michael just never gets them changed. So Michael's house, last house, there's only like one or two working lights in that house. So come nighttime, it was so dark and it slowly started happening to this place now. All right, Matt's holding the pot. Let's have a look inside.
So that's the mold generating the bottom.
Oh my God, you would have eaten so much of that, dude.
And this is the plastic.
There's not much plastic left. You must have ate a lot.
Yeah, you melted it through like a creamy sauce added to the pasta.
I'm amazed you didn't get sick.
You still might. It still might be still in your stomach because your bile can't wear it down.
I hope so.
See, now I'll put the pot here
and you forget about it.
It stays there.
Yeah, no. I get it, man. It's fucking hard being clean, Callum.
Quick fire question. Lake McBogan asked, would anyone take a sip of that golly bottle for the final episode? I think we all know the answer to that.
I don't.
That's if it lasts that long.
It'd be pretty cool.
I feel like it's destined for something great, that bottle.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we should shoot it.
Glad you're getting into it.
Shoot it into space or something.
You gag at it, but you still love it.
Someone also Dylan Dussault offered $1,000 if Michael takes a sip.
Oh, really?
So we could hold him to that.
It's from his mouth. It's just going back to its home.
Yeah, I think that it's generating shit though.
Oh yeah, it's building a foam.
it's evolving.
Rick Standoff asked, Marty, do you ever catch Bosley flicking around in the backyard?
Nah, Bosley prides himself on holding very still mostly. And usually I catch him, I look at him and his head will remain completely still and only his eyes will dart across the room.
Yeah.
And that's how he is, mostly.
Next question is from Taylor Dow. He asked, when you used to fuck with Michael when he falls asleep from being drunk a lot? Used to stick cigarettes in his mouth and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, man.
How does he not wake up from something like that?
Yeah, I get why that's confusing to people.
A lot of people
would get confused. Michael would go on fucking four-day benders and literally not sleep. And then he would come home. I'd be there. And then he would fucking pass out. And yeah, it seems ridiculous, but he would literally be that fuck.
It wouldn't even have to be a four-day bender. Like, if I have a big enough night on alcohol, I am out. That's it.
And sometimes, I'd be like slapping him and shit, and he would be unresponsive. And I'd watch him piss himself. I'd be just watching him.
He actually saw it in real time.
Yeah. So look, just.
I remember you saying that one time, but
And there were so many times when I didn't even film it that I just. It was my favorite. Fuck, I loved doing that. It was like, I get so excited because it's just, I can do whatever I want and it's funny and you won't wake up.
I still remember the fucking thong hits.
Yeah, slamming him with fucking thongs and that Christmas that one time when me and James, Michael passed out like 4 a.m. on Christmas Day. And he's just fucking lying there. I colored his face in with a permanent marker and got a salt bottle and poured the entire salt. His mouth was cracked slightly open and just poured salt into his mouth. Fucking hilarious.
Extra dehydrated.
And he just wakes up in the morning cackling and fucking opens, cracks another beer can.
And he completely colored my face in. It was all permanent marker, no bare skin.
Next question is from Jasmine Ralph. She asked me, what does my girlfriend think of my diary entries? I don't think she's listened to a lot of them, but I did show her the animated version of one and she said that's sickening.
Oh, when you go to milk yourself, that's a good scene.
Yeah. From my flesh stick.
Oh, that's good. I like that question.
Hilly Kush asks, is Michael going to be the best man at the wedding?
Oh, we'll have to wait and see. Everything's undecided at the moment.
Yeah, fuck, isn't that hard? Like the whole, imagine if you have a wedding and it's like there's this whole best man mentality. That's so difficult. Like,
oh, yes. Okay. This question was from Turkey Monkey and it gave me an interesting idea as well. Can you guys do a Wim Hof challenge? Anyway, not a big deal. He goes, proper breathing techniques, but in a bath full of piss and ice.
I saw this.
So then I was like, oh, well, that's interesting. And he goes, maybe even frozen piss too. So I said, oh my God, ice piss baths. Who can last the longest?
See, that's great, but like it's not that bad and it's not visually
amazing.
But
imagine taking the time to piss into a bath, letting that smell and shit build up.
Right.
Who's going to last the longest in that frozen pissness?
We could buy it, Marty. We'll buy those, what are they called?
It'll take weeks.
The barrels.
Yeah. And did you see Steve-O? I saw in his Instagram. He's got like 50 huge gallon bottles full of piss. And what's he going to do? He's going to swim in his own piss or something?
No, he's going to...
like jump into it or
not
something?
Not piss. This is pubes he's got. So
no, he's also got piss. He's also got piss. I saw it on Steve Will Do It's story. He's saving his piss. I've fucking forgotten the reason, but he's got like, I reckon, 50 huge bottles full of his own piss. And he's been saving it for ages.
I don't know. I haven't seen anyone else
do
that.
Not so weird.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen anyone come up with that idea. Everyone's doing ice baths. Why not, instead of water, fill it with piss? who can last the longest.
It's going to be hard to relax in there.
Suck. It's a smell, though. Yeah, I would suck. The built-up smell.
See, I'd suck at the cold, but I'd be fine with the wheat.
Yeah, so see, Marty's good with the cold. It could be a yeah,
that'd
it's
be
a level.
Good Marty versus Michael comp.
Yeah. Probably website.
Piss bath.
And yeah, that's it.
I also, before we move on from the questions, I saw this question on the last podcast, and it also reminded, because some people just DM and ask us about it. They want to know if we have any like hints for if we have, if we're having poor mental health. And I saw this question too, and I was had like a fair few likes. So, you know, when we have our fucking, you know, we don't really talk about mental health because everyone's fucking. What are we going to say that's not already been said? You know, everyone has it. It's fucking hard. But I guess for me personally, when we're going through a fucking tricky time, to just cut out all piss and drugs and to find fun shit to
activities.
Do. Yeah, find activities to do. And it's always a bit shit
to
start
with.
Oh,
Marty, you've told me healthy eating as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sport. Try and be as good to yourself as you can. And just,
sport is fun.
Yeah, dude, just do fucking distract yourself with as much fun shit as you can.
Like, exercise helps. But, like, you can make... Everyone's like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym. You can make exercise fun.
Yeah, invent
a
sport.
Look at Tocker.
Yeah, God, I love Tocker.
Tocker, we fucking play tennis 2-3 times a week now. We're fucking like, there's just games galore.
It's like replacing bad habits with good habits. It's common sense. Yeah, and it's what like, your mum says when you're a little boy.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people, it's like, and you know, when we cut right back on drinking, it was like, what are we going to do now? What are we going to fucking do? And then for a little while, it is a bit shit. But you fucking get used to it and then shit gets fun.
And... Yeah, the good old trusty fucking Mary Jane. Like, saves
yeah,
your day
yeah,
too.
And weed too.
You,
yeah.
Like, you don't have a fucking hangover. You feel like it makes like life 10% funner. You can still fucking operate, so you're not hammered drunk. It's fun. Yeah. Anyway, if you got bad mental health, maybe start smoking weed and push the boosters.
Yeah, well, just see, because people react differently. It might make you feel better, and just, you know, take in fucking baby
and natural weed, not synthetic shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. Sustainably sourced.
That'd be nice.
All right, well, next segment, we're going to... Achtuliba, Josh. Everyone with me. Achtuliba, Josh. Great energy, everyone. Right. This is a segment where we read out really common German phrases. Well, Michael reads them out. I'm going to attempt to understand what he's saying. And then we tell you what they mean. And this is just how Germans talk. It's very normal over there. Yeah, it might sound a little funny to you guys, but just remember that this is someone else's culture, okay? Millions of people talk like this, behave like this, and no one laughs over there. It's just how some people are, like my extended family's over there. So just bear that in mind and try not to be too offensive, even when it does sound a bit funny, all right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try my best, man. All right. Here we go.
Niemand kann dir das Wasser retten. Something about no one can. Something about water. No one can something water. Not
oh
bad.
My God, I did it for the first time.
Read it again. Niemand kann dir das Wasser richer. Richer. That's the word that stumped me. Not bad German though. And your intensity was quite spot on.
Yeah, the intensity is definitely
really peaceful and loving.
And if you go into a pub and hear strangers talking, that's the volume they'd be talking at. May I have the sheet?
Yeah.
Niemand kann dir das Wasser reichen! Niemand kann dir das Wasser reichen! Reichen.
Just reichen.
Which means nobody can reach you the water.
See, you
and
said
that is so true.
You said something about nobody and then water. So yeah. That's pretty much the same
nobody
thing.
Is which means nobody is as good as you, nobody is as successful as you. Right? So when someone says, Niemand kann dir das Wasser reichen! They're saying, it's a compliment. They're saying, oh, you're doing really well in life. So if you hear that, say thank you.
Oh my God. You fucking germs. And, oh, all right. Here we go. Fuck, they're hard to, like, I can't understand it, but.
You just got to relax that tongue and go for it, baby.
Ich glube ich Spain.
Spine. Ich glaube, ich spinne.
Yeah. You know what it means?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, say it.
Ich glaube, ich spinne, which means like, I think I'm going crazy. Something along those lines.
Spine.
Spinne. Ah, yeah, but it literally means...
But
it literally translates to I think I spider. So this is how this is how you would say it. Ich glaub, ich spinne. Ich glaub, ich spinne. And that's what you would say if you're like confused about something. Ich glaub, ich spinne, which it's a weird one. You know what I mean? Look, I'll agree with you that is a strange one to say. But that's what it means, all right?
I don't normally say they're strange, so like that, but that one's pretty weird.
Yeah, look, maybe let's not talk about that one again. All right. Matt?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Fucking, I get like angry looking at it when I have to.
Okay, yeah. Just remember, try not to be too offensive. It is the first language I used to speak.
So. Yeah, no, it's because, I don't know. It's
born there. What age did you learn English?
You've got to get angry to say it.
When we moved to Australia, I was thrown straight into the deep end, right? And I still remember the day Mum dropped me off at the kindergarten and I didn't speak a word of fucking English. And I was like,
oh, shit.
And I was like, you're going to fucking leave me here with all these fucking monsters and I don't understand a word that they're fucking saying.
Bullshit, really.
Yeah, what, did you just walk in and it was like, Guten Tag? And
so you just learned while you were at school.
I still remember the first word I learned was frog.
That's why. Oh my God.
She had a book in front of me and was pointing at the frog. Frog. And I look over, frog.
When Marty's gained weight, like in the past and stuff, he gets like a neck and shit. And I always call him Frog. And he always looks at me with just like utter hatred. Like he's like, how dare you call
Don't
me the
call
Frog.
Don't call me Frog, cunt.
But that's so funny, the
and
first
then,
word.
And then we'd frog. Have, Rob and I would have to go home and relay the words that we'd learned to our parents.
You'd have to teach your fucking mum and dad.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not how fucking normal households are meant to be.
It would have been harder for Rob though, he's older.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway. Yeah. Fuck, man. All right. Well, last German. Here we go.
Oh.
Du gehst mir an den Keks.
Oh, yeah. That's, you're getting on my nerves is what that literally, what that means. But it
my God. I'm German now.
Yeah, no, you've got the intensity right, which
you
is
can
important.
Translate.
And how the Germans say it is you go...
You go me on the cookie. You go me on the cookie, bitch.
Did we say that one last week?
Yeah, I feel like we have said this one before. We might be back to the start. Wait. What's that one?
Do this.
Yeah. We're back to the fucking start.
No, are you sure? Because remember I handed that.
Yeah, something got fiddled up and ringwormed.
Du gehst mir auf den Keks. Du gehst mir auf den Keks.
We've done that.
Something's happened. Maybe we'll just split it and go to here. I don't know. Anyway.
Good times. Fucking German, man. Who
would
have thought?
Now it's Christmas time.
Now we're fucking teaching everyone how to speak German on this podcast, teaching you all about science. It's unbelievable. You guys are so lucky. Huh?
One of the big ones?
Let's go one of the big ones. Oh, one thing I forgot to say when Mon was on here. We're thinking about when we get married, not taking my last name, because my last name's like, it's pretty out there, eh? Like, I don't want people to know that I'm not from here. And I don't want to pass that disease onto Mon. So we're considering thinking of a brand new name. Just making one up. So if you like, comment what you think our brand new last name should be. I'd love to see it. Because I'm stumped. I don't know what to call it. I just keep making noises.
Are you really going to like have your own new name?
Thinking about it, yeah.
Why not go with Mon's last name?
I don't know.
Because it would work.
Because it's disrespect. That's too disrespectful to my German. You know what I mean? Has to be something new.
With a bit of German in there?
Maybe. Okay. No.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, anyway, it brings us to the second last segment with the PO unboxing. You guys have sent us a fucking buttfuck load of shit. We got so many gifts.
We might need some scissors.
So, yep, got them.
See the bubble wrap one, dude? Yeah. That's a must one.
So we're going to try and get through, like, what? Let's do three. Because there's one massive one in here.
We'll maybe okay. get rid of that.
Well, yeah, let's get rid of one because this is going to take ages. Like, no, nah, because look at this. This will take, like, fucking 2 hours to open on its own. All right, if you want to send us shit, remember we open everything live on the podcast. Send us to this address, 265...
Where's that from, Michael?
Tagum or some shit? Anyway, it's on there. All right, what do we got here? Michael's opening one.
Yeah, PO Box 256, Tagum 4018. Now, this is from... Fuck, someone said on Instagram they sent us this, so thank you, legend. But he hasn't got
his name yet. What is it, Michael? Explain it.
I think it's a new sign for the PO Box, because it looks like shit. Oh, wait, there's a letter in here. Okay. Marty Michael, I hate Mondays, but love finishing work, coming home, and chucking on a new episode of your podcast. Oh. Couldn't help myself when I heard another. What alt was going to make you a sign? Thanks, dude.
Mm.
Did you say his name?
No, just cheers, boys.
Yuck. He did send me a message, and he did.
This looks sick.
He's from the US.
Mm, dude, try this gum. It's fucking delicious. Smell it.
Oh! No, I know what you're going to do.
Electrocuted him. Someone sent us this. It looks like gum, and then you pull the end of it, and you get a fucking shock.
That's so cool.
No, I don't like those things.
Aww.
I remember I got done with the pen.
Snotty nose. Look at
this. Finally, look at that.
Whoa.
Well, we got a fucking sign.
That's
we got a fucking sign.
Thank
we can
you.
Fucking
See,
throw that
shit
one
need.
Out.
We fucking love this. Thank you, dude.
Anyway, thank you for the fake snot. Cindy, I believe, sent us this. There's something else. What do we have here? Disappearing ink. Oh, this is cool. Ready? Watch. Boop. And then think, oh, no, you fucking idiot. You got ink on my new sweater. This would be perfect on Julian. He would rage so hard.
Yep. Fuck, we should probably cut it so he doesn't. Yeah, cut that. He doesn't watch the podcast.
Yeah, that's true. All right, it's not really disappearing, though. It's disappearing ink, also from Cindy. Thank you, Cindy. These are some fucking cool shit.
What's this?
Yeah, exactly. It's a golf ball that blows up, I'm pretty sure, when you hit it.
Oh,
that's good. We should get James with that as a prank.
Yeah, and then look, another little prank present. It looks white, but washes dirty. It's a bar of soap that makes you dirty when you use it, but it looks like real soap. Isn't that clever?
We'll give that to Julian.
I reckon put that in your sink in the kitchen, right? And we will trick the shit out of someone like that. No, it's great. And that ink is disappearing, so that works. Great. Great gifts. Thank you. Thank you for sending those in.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right, let's move on to this big fuck off fucking present here. Nothing to read. Nothing there. All right, Michael. Here we go. Michael's opening it now. What do you think's in there? This is from one of our... this is from Nicole, a fan. She's been around for ages.
One of our
She's
dearest,
fucking legend.
Dearest friends too now.
She's also German, so there you go.
Does Props this go hand in hand with a present that Sabrina sent as well?
Possibly.
I think. There might be another half to it.
Possibly, Martin.
Fuck, I don't know how to open boxes. Hey.
Fake spider on top. Very well played. All right, what do we have here?
Cool sign.
Oh my god, dude. This is like a fucking German gift box. This reminds me of what my grandmother used to send me when I was a small little German girl, only 7 years of age. God. Dude. These are so fucking good. These Milka crunchy breaks. Look at that.
Yeah, they do look good.
These are fucking... Milka is like the German Cadbury. You have to try one, okay?
I just want a bit of yours.
Holy fuck. Sabrina, you fucking legend.
No, this is Nikki on this one.
Nikki, you fucking legend. Wigs for the podcasts or videos? There's wigs in there, Matt? This is going to take fucking ages to open. God. There's wrapping that says cunt on it.
Holy shit, man.
Is that good?
Oh, man. That is good. Straight out of Germany.
Oh, little dicks on the wrapping.
Mm. Mm. What else we got? We got food. There's gummy bears. Haribo Makinafo. Und erwachsenen so. We got a fuck ton of wigs and shit to wear for videos. Man, there's going to be a new wig every podcast now.
Oh, there's lollies.
There's so many Dude. Gifts. Oh my God. Nikki. This is literally like a fucking box just of awesome shit.
What's that?
Marty, there's a letter from you as well.
I might be Matt. Getting married too, Mon.
Matt, letter for you.
Oh,
ha, 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 ha. Look. Letter for Julian. We'll read that. Letter for me. Letter for Michael.
It scares me as she says, sorry, I couldn't Whoa, resist.
A rock.
Is that a piece of concrete?
That's cocaine.
No, it's not. Don't yep. say that. Don't say that around me, eh?
Sorry.
We got some Winnie the Pooh bubbles. There's like some wrapped gifts in here as well.
Oh, what the hell's going on? Original German cement.
Number one, Matthew, stop. Open you. When hey? You two arrives. What? Do we open this now? And all the packaging has like dicks all over it, which is what we fucking it's love.
German cement.
German. Oh, from the wall? Oh, it's from the wall. You know, they sell, you know, the fucking, the wall that divided Germany. They literally just take little chunks and sell it. Like, that was on the fucking wall.
That's smart.
That's a piece of fucking history right there, yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
How do you
know
it's from the wall?
Because that's just what it looks like.
Dude!
I think I've seen it before.
I think, you know how we're talking about the German
updated
cards?
German phrases. Nikki is the one who sent in all those German phrases. She's the reason that segment even exists. We've got a UFO cow abduction with light and sound.
Holy shit, man.
What the fuck? This is like, so cool.
Nah, it's
I
not
can't
from the,
believe people do this.
It's
us.
Not from the German
Thank you,
wall.
Nikki.
She explains. Should I read my letter?
Yeah, go on.
Dear Matt, I hope you hold the German concrete in honor. It's from my backyard when I failed cementing a steak, I think she says. Maddie, thank you for the weekly podcast. I enjoy it so much. Also, you always reply on Instagram and you're always so patient and kind. Aww. You are the good soul of the podcast. Besides the two crack whores.
In Bogan, look at that.
Yeah, okay. You're
That's for Julian.
You're a sick man due to your diary entries, but that's okay. It evens you out. Your laughter is the extra salt in every podcast. Please just keep...
Look, I think we should maybe open all of this after because it's like...
Yeah, Nikki, you're fucking...
This is so much, Nikki. Fucking hell. Thank you so much. Can you please start doing this monthly?
This is up there with...
This is up there with the weed. This is up there with the weed as the best
gift. And the Valiums we got sent.
That's true. Yeah, they were quite nice. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, dude. So, so good. Fucking hell.
So much to go through. I hate wrapping paper.
Number one.
Easy, darling.
I can't stop opening shit.
All right. I'll
do it later.
Beautiful. All right, P.O. Box. It's going to be awesome for the next few weeks. We've got a lot of shit to open, Matt.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Sorry, dude.
Let's just file our last segment where we prank call. And for our final segment, we're going to do a prank call. And Dakota is going to have a crack at fucking ordering some pizzas, all right?
Yes.
She's a vegan, but she eats meat sometimes. She's weird. She's a confused 17-year-old. She identifies as, I don't know. Look, I'm just, you'll see, all right? You'll see who Dakota is. I don't even know myself.
Yeah, she's a great girl. She's a great girl, dude.
Well, she's very thoughtful. She's very worried about all the issues in the world.
Hi, thank you for calling Domino's. How may I help you?
Hey, I was just wondering if I could maybe like, I don't know, order like a pizza or something. I haven't ordered one for a while, but... yeah, so do you guys have like, I'm a vegan and I've got a few allergies as well. Do you guys have like a menu for that or are you guys not like, forward thinking yet?
We have a vegan, we do have some vegan pizzas.
Oh, okay. This will be good. Okay. What are some of the vegan pizzas that you guys have?
Yeah, sorry, let me just check.
Sure. No worries.
Sorry, hold on a second.
God.
So we've got the vegan Godfather. The vegan fire breather.
The Godfather, sorry. How come you guys named it the Godfather? It's like a bit sexist or something,
I don't
do you
know.
Think?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, isn't that's funny though. It's just strange. I just thought like because of the sort of male dominance in society, I thought it's just a strange name. That's all. But anyway, what are some of the other ones? What's on The Godfather before we continue? Actually,
so it's vegan cheese, plant-based beef, capsicum, tomato, olives.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And oregano.
Right, okay. That actually doesn't sound too bad. Okay, so that one's winning so far. Although, I don't know if I want to order it because of the name, but anyway, I'll keep going. So what else do you guys have in the vegan?
We've got the vegan beef and onion, the vegan spicy veg trio, vegan margarita, the vegan cheesy garlic bread, and I think that's about it.
Okay, and what about just like I do eat meat like sometimes, like every couple of months I might have like some meat or something.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like a pizza that's just got like a little bit of meat on it and like maybe just like a little bit of mince or something?
I mean, we can do it on lightly, so just a little bit.
Yeah, actually that sounds great if we could do that. Just quickly, do you know if there's any GH3 hormones in the beef, or do you know how they were raised? Like, was it sustainably done, or were they done like in like that slaughterhouse way?
I'm not sure, sorry.
Yeah, that's like that should be like some information on the website about how you guys source your meat, because it's actually quite devastating for the environment if you guys just like going to the abattoirs and that and getting the meat from there. Like, it's as I'm sure you've seen all the reports lately, it's pretty devastating to the environment. Are you aware of that?
I did know that, but I don't know where we get our beef from.
Okay, well, maybe, like, I don't know, maybe, like, ask your, like, not right now. No, I'm not saying right now. Like, I'm not trying to be a bitch or anything. Don't ask right now. But maybe, like, after work, maybe, like, have, like, a staff meeting or something and find out, like, how the meat is got from the cow to like to you guys, because if it's not sustainably done, like, honestly, I'd probably go on a strike or something if I was you. Like, I've seriously, it's getting that bad. Do you know what I mean? It's getting that bad.
Would you like to order something or?
Yeah, sure. Sorry, I'm getting a bit sidetracked. I always tend to do that. Okay. Look, I'll get some meat lightly sprinkled on.
Yeah.
Like, let's go like a margarita pizza, and like, I'm talking like, let's say like your normal amount of meat is like 10. Like, I'm thinking like a sprinkle, maybe like a between a 3 and a 4 on, if you could. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, quantity wise, does that make sense? Like 30-40%.
I can try and do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. Sorry, I'm just trying to picture it. I'm just trying to picture it in my head.
Vegan cheese and all that?
No, look, I'll go normal cheese just for this once, because like, I'm just having like a little blowout session, but usually like I would never ever get cheese, because dairy is like, it's basically just like pus from cows, which is like so bad for you. Did you know that? How crazy is that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's like basically just pus straight out of a cow's tits. It's fucked.
Right, and was that always like to order? Or?
Look, I'm thinking I'll probably have to get a drink, like, and my friend's coming over soon, and she probably wants some soft drink. I'm thinking maybe like, do you guys have like a Coke option thing, right? Like a Pepsi or a Coke or whatever?
We do have Pepsi, yes.
Equal man.
Great. So can I get like the sugar-free option of that? Sorry, I'm just like watching my figure on that.
Pepsi Max or?
Yeah, Pepsi Max. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so in the bottle or in a can?
I'll get the bottle, like the big bottle thing.
Yeah, of course.
That's fine. Yeah.
And was this for pickup or delivery?
For pickup, please. I should be in. Should be in shortly.
Yeah, all good. And can I just grab your name?
My name. How come you guys need that?
Just so we can put it in our system, because we don't actually process our system. Unless we have a name in it.
Right. Yes. I don't really identify with names.
So you can just give me a letter or a number or anything.
Okay. Well, how about I just give you a sound, like a sound or something? Because I don't really feel comfortable, like, with the privacy laws and all that. Like, I don't really feel comfortable giving my personal information away. And, like, I don't really identify with names. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't actually feel like I have one. Does that make sense? Like, I was given one, but I don't really feel like I have a name. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, you can, but I'm okay.
Yeah, so I'll have, this is the sound I want you to record, and then when I come in, I'll just make the sound and you'll know it's me, okay?
We can't actually record anything due to privacy.
Can you like just like try and remember it or something? Because I really don't feel comfortable you writing down my details. Does that make sense?
I can put down a question mark.
Okay, yeah, question mark. That's perfect. But like, okay, make sure it's like a feminine question mark though. Like, I'm not all about this masculinity in society. Don't do that. Do you know what I mean?
That's all good. Yep.
Yeah, okay, great. So how much is that? How much are you going to charge me for this?
So it just comes to a total of $14.50.
Okay, and pick up. And who will I be picking it up from? Do you know?
Is it equal boys?
You just can come up to the front counter and we will just give it to you then.
Yeah, but will it be like a boy or a girl? Do you know?
I don't know. It just depends on who's free at the moment.
Okay, so there's boys and girls working there. Is it like equal?
Yes, there are.
So boys and equal boys and girls?
Yes.
Is that like all the time? There's equal amount of women and men working there?
Well, it depends. Sometimes there are more women.
Okay, so
and sometimes
that's
there
so
are more male.
Of course there is, because it's a low paying job and the pay gap is just so stupid. Can you believe that? Can you believe the pay gap, how stupid it is? Oh my god, I don't even have a name anymore. That's how off grid I am right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So, was that all good or?
Look, I'm going to have to get back to you, okay? Because I don't know if I want you writing down the question mark. Can you just cross that out, please? Just cross out that question mark. And look, I'll have to chat to my friend when she gets here, because this has been sort of a pretty offensive phone call. If you don't, like, I know I'm being a bit like bitch, but like you were being pretty offensive, like asking me for my name and not even knowing how your meat is.
Look, if you're gonna, like, this is my job. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but I can't help it.
I can't. You are raising your voice at me right now, and that is real. I'm shaking. I'm shaking right now.
For no reason.
You are like, I'm literally shaking right now. Okay. Or all I asked was how your meat is sustained, like how you guys get that.
I didn't know.
And the environment is fully suffering right now. Fucking bitch.
Oh yeah, dude, she was very, very offensive.
Yeah. That was the rudest Domino's call I've ever had, eh? Fucking bitch, hey.
You tested her patience.
I fucking hate that bitch.
I just wanted to jab you so many times, dude.
She got so over it by the end. How do you not know that that's a fucking prank call? I'll tell you how. It's because some people are like that now.
Yeah, that's correct.
Anyway, that's fucked. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, man.
I would if I worked there, I would never take an order over the phone. I'd say, order it on the internet.
She was like, I'll write down a question mark.
Yeah. I wish she would have taken your sound. Like,
yeah, I know.
You could be like, oh, shit, sorry, that one's a bit too racist. Oh, shit, sorry, that one's a bit too sexist.
Or just like a really loud scream or something I would have maybe done. Or something like that. It would have been so funny. What a great podcast it's been.
Oh, yeah. It must come to an end. So... anything on for next? I don't know. Me and
Michael and Julian are going to fucking.
While
you're listening to this,
crossed, we would be leaving.
You'll be leaving the next day to go to New Zealand, right? Fucking get up, you cunt.
Probably not with the whole ringworm ring, if you know
They'll
what I mean.
Probably leave and spend 2 weeks in a hotel, come back, spend another 2 weeks in a hotel.
It could be fun. Oh my God.
Yeah, true. With Julian.
This wig is so shit, eh? All right, well, fucking get around it. Fucking don't forget to comment. I know some of you can't subscribe to the website. We know. It's all good. I wouldn't subscribe to us if I was you. But you know what I would do? I'd comment the word comment or the best. I'd push the like button. I'd subscribe if I haven't. And I'd tell someone.
Maybe
I'd be
share
like, man,
it a
you
bit.
Should listen to this. Even if they say, you are fucked for listening to this.
Which, I'd always show you shit I found funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same shit. You show your friends.
You just spread it around, because YouTube doesn't show us. We're relying on you guys, right? So YouTube doesn't show our shit to anyone.
Yeah, it's getting silly.
So, you're right?
But we are still the best.
We're the best. We're the fucking best, Matt. Say it with us. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best.
Matt!
We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best.